Welcome to Math AI with Mike. Today we're diving into some fascinating content from Mike's channel about machine learning models, specifically their capacity and complexity, and also a clever way to speed up evaluating language models. Let's get started.
Sounds good. I'm particularly intrigued by the post about capacity versus complexity. It's a crucial distinction that often gets muddled. So what did Mike have to say about that?
Well, he wrote a blog post explaining the difference. It's linked in his channel update from February 5th. Essentially, he breaks down how capacity relates to the size of the model, you know, like the number of parameters, while complexity is tied to the kinds of functions the model can learn.
Right. So a larger model has a greater capacity to learn, but that doesn't necessarily mean it can handle more complex tasks. That makes sense. It's like saying a bigger library has more books, but not necessarily more diverse subjects.
Exactly. I see. Interesting. Now let's shift gears to the later post about speeding up language model evaluation. This is a really practical problem. Imagine having to test hundreds of prompts or models on huge datasets. The computational cost can be astronomical.
Absolutely. The post discusses two new algorithms to tackle this, UCBE and UCBE-LRF. The first one, UCBE, uses a multi-armed banded approach. It's kind of like exploring different slot machines to figure out which one pays out the most, but in this case, the payout is model performance.
Got it. So instead of exhaustively testing everything, UCBE strategically allocates resources based on a model's predicted performance and its uncertainty. It's like a smart exploration strategy. What about UCBE-LRF?
Well, UCBE-LRF takes it a step further by recognizing that the performance matrix, that's models versus examples, likely has underlying structure. There are similarities between examples and between models. This structure allows for a low-rank factorization of the matrix, which can drastically reduce the amount of computation needed.
I see. It's like compressing the information, right? By identifying these correlations, we can estimate the missing values without having to actually compute them. Pretty clever.
Precisely. And because this factorization incorporates uncertainty estimation, the algorithm can adaptively choose where to focus its evaluation efforts for maximum impact. Mike mentioned it can reduce computation by a whopping 85% to 95%. That's incredible.
It really is. This could be a game changer for researchers working with limited resources. It's the difference between needing a massive server farm and being able to run experiments on a decent GPU at home. Really fascinating stuff.
It makes you think about how much potential there is in combining different fields like decision theory and matrix factorization to solve practical problems in AI.
Totally agree. Well, that about wraps up our discussion for today. Thanks for joining us on Math AI with Mike, and we'll see you next time. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.